Our Old Testament scripture this morning is from Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and God's glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and rulers to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried in their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall come to you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Our New Testament scripture is from Matthew 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed that one's star in the east and have come to pay homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, Herod inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told Herod, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then Herod sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may go also and pay the child homage." All right. God's word for the people of God.
You know, when you move into a new house, and it's like, things aren't quite the same? So, but they're new and exciting. That's for sure. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in the sight and heart of God, who is our Redeemer and our light. Amen. Star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Beloved people of God, followers of Jesus, bold believers, daring doubters, loving leaders, stargazers, wonder-filled worshipers, all of us today, in person and online, who are now in this moment part of United Congregational Church. Happy Epiphany! Yeah. Now, I'm absolutely certain this is the greeting each of us plans to share with everyone we meet tomorrow, January 6th. Okay, maybe not. But we could. It might be interesting to try it. Or not. Seriously, though, January 6th, the 12th day after Christmas, is every year a day the Christian Church In the Western part of the Christian tradition, that is, celebrates Epiphany and begins the church or liturgical season of Epiphany. The Feast of Epiphany started in the Eastern Church in honor of the baptism of Jesus. It was then introduced into the West in the 4th century, nearly 400 years after the death of Jesus, when it came to be associated with the visit of the Magi, or wise men, to Bethlehem. Speaking of the Magi, I now offer this spoiler alert. We have no idea if there were really three kings who visited the Holy Child of Bethlehem. The Gospel of Matthew, the only one of our Gospels that gives us this story, the Gospel of Matthew gives no specific number of Magi. Check it out. It's not there. Or kings, as we often sing in We Three Kings, which is the preferred English, most certainly in the King James Version, translation of Magi or wise men. These wise ones, it seems, were astrologers, those who studied the stars, and they may have even been Zoroastrians, adherents of another ancient monotheistic religion. Magi is a word translated from the Greek magos, a word used for the Persian learned and priestly class portrayed in the Bible, said by ancient historians to have been originally the name of a Median or Iranian tribe. Biblical scholars suggest the wise ones or magi in this gospel story are intended to represent the rest of the known world of that day. These magi from the east were probably from an area which is now part of what we call Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, or Yemen. Let's just pause on that for a moment. These magi from the east, these learned ones, these wise ones were most likely from an area which is now part of Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, or Yemen. The eastern part of our Christian tradition commonly speaks of 12 magi. We 12 magi, well, it's harder to say. While the western part speaks of 3, most likely because Matthew does mention 3 gifts. Now, I've always loved Epiphany for a number of reasons. Personally, I think it's a really good excuse for extending our celebration of Christmas. Epiphany is the day after the 12th day of Christmas, so I get one more day to celebrate the light and stars that bring joy and illumine our darkness. I also love how the heart of the story of the Magi is that we're in Gentiles, that is, non-Jews, and that means everybody is in. That's what the story of the Magi is about. God with us. Emmanuel is a gift for the rest of the known world. In other words, everyone. And I also love Epiphany because of the way Matthew ends this story. The 12th verse of that second chapter reads, "And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Had I been one of those magi, a warning like that would have struck fear in my heart and had me quaking in my boots. Why? Because I have absolutely no sense of direction. None. I can honestly be staring at the most beautiful sunset and simultaneously wonder what direction I'm facing. Without maps, MapQuest, and my spouse, whom I lovingly call BethQuest, and now Siri, I am literally lost. I happen to have an amazing moral compass, but I was simply born without a directional compass. For me to be warned of the need to take another road would not make me a happy camper. And yet, is it not true that you and I are now traveling by another road? For a variety of reasons, our amazing consolidation team created a timeline of our coming together that had each of our predecessor congregations traveling our Advent roads independently one last time. Advent, the season that begins each new liturgical or church year. Another road, a road of expectation and waiting, and preparation and longing. Far different than our consumer culture's road to the South Shore Mall, the Derby Street shops, or even the cyber roads to Amazon and everywhere else we travel online. Even different than our road to grandmother's house. Another kind of road that invites us, that calls us into prayer and worship. A road lit by candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. Another road. A different road that points us toward Bethlehem. Our respective former congregations intentionally made our separate ways to the manger, or the manger once again made its way to us. And now our new congregation, our United Congregational Church, asks us, what star or stars are guiding us into this new adventure of faith? What gifts do we each come bearing? Each of our congregations and each one of us. What epiphanies await to enlighten us? For Epiphany, the day and the season, like Advent, these liturgical Christian bookends to Christmas, both remind us that as followers of Jesus, we travel by another road. After all the gift-giving and caroling and feasting of Christmas, what road, what way do we decide to go home? Could it be that those first magi or wise ones exhibited their greatest wisdom by going home by another road? Why continue to journey independently as spiritual travelers or congregations, when the epiphany of another road of interdependence and consolidation and coming together calls out to us? It appears, I believe, that the Magi found their load lightened considerably by sharing their gifts. Let me say that one again. The Magi, I believe, found their load lightened considerably by sharing their gifts. They could now heed the signs of their dreams and go deeper, reach even wider, and make their way home by another road. What post-Christmas, post-consolidation, and epiphany dreams are we dreaming right now? What star or star words or star gifts might guide us into this new year? The practice of sharing star words for the new year is often connected to a celebration of Epiphany when we remember a star in the sky guiding the Magi to Jesus. During our offertory in the service a bit later today, everyone will be offered a star word to take home. We invite you to place your star word where you will see it regularly and use it as a guide or touchstone to reflect on God's movement in your life and in the life of our congregation. Beloved people of God, followers of Jesus, bold believers, daring doubters, loving leaders, stargazers, and wonder-filled worshipers, we too have chosen to travel down another road together as one united congregation. And once gifted with one another's gifts, as we share them and share with the gifts of new people who will continue to join us, I cannot help but wonder what awaits us on this road we have chosen together and on the many roads we will each travel this year. One of my Instagram friends posted a New Year meme that continues to stick with me. Two cartoon characters are discussing the year 2025 before us. And one says to the other, "Why are you so optimistic about 2025? What do you think it'll bring? Everything seems so messed up." The other replies, "I think it will bring flowers." "Yeah? How come?" "Because I am planting flowers. So I wonder, as we begin this new adventure of faith by another road, will we plant flowers? Will we plant hope? Will we plant belonging? Will we plant peace? Will we plant growth? Will we plant joy? Will we engage in acts of service and justice? Will we plant love? Will we plant light? Please, God, we pray that it may be so. Amen. And amen.